plane of jars is fantastic to see. You see hectares of these monumental jars that vary in height, some 2 to 3 metres wide. They are ginormous, and we don't know how they got to their resting place.
There's over 80 sites throughout central Laos, and they were first investigated by a woman named Madeline Kalani back in the 1930s. Most of the sites are actually found on mountaintops, but one of the largest sites is Site 1, and that's where most of the tourists go. So it's called the Plain of Jars for that reason. And this is the first really large research effort to expose the mysteries behind these enigmatic megalithic jars.
A small number of sites have been cleared of bombs. And it was in one of these sites that the team made a sobering discovery. The Plain of Jars was used for human burial.
What we've discovered is different types of mortuary behaviour, and that's incredibly exciting. We have the full skeleton of, we believe, a female with a child of about 7 buried together. We also discovered buried jars beneath the surface, ceramic jars, and within some of those jars were the remains of infants.
But who built these unusual burial sites and why?
We're hoping that we can contribute to the Lao people understanding where the jars came from and who created them, because they're an important part of Lao heritage. But also the rest of the world, I think, would like to know a little bit more about what was going on in central Laos. Everybody does love a good mystery, but every good mystery has to have a solution at the end. Transportation of the jars.
The jars have been brought from the quarry areas.
So here we come.